A 7-year jail term for two journalists in Myanmar has brought unwanted publicity to a country stumbling through a new democracy after decades of military rule. The Wire's Alex Jacobs has more.
Zinmar Mint is a PhD student from Myanmar looking at peace journalism and conflict reporting practices in her home country, where two journalists have just been sentenced to 7 years in prison.
They're doing an investigative report on the mass killing by the military, and then they were framed. And then, because of their report, the military finally admitted that they did that, and some of the military officers were jailed. The two journalists, they got a phone call, and then the police says, we're going to give you some like secret information about the killing and what's going on. And they went there and then they got some information with paper. And on the way back, they were seized by the police.
She says this is actually a new phenomenon to see news of journalists being sentenced to go public after decades of military rule.
This is a new event after we started political transition in 2008. During the military regime, there are so many cases like that and public didn't even know about. But this is like a first official public case since 2008.
That was Zinmar Mint. Justine Chambers is the Associate Director of the ANU Myanmar Research Centre, and she believes Myanmar is a country still shrugging off its past beliefs.
Relationship between the civilian government and Myanmar's military is pretty fragile still, and I think for anyone who doesn't know much about Myanmar, it's important to know that the Myanmar's military does control 25% of seats in parliament, which also does effectively prevent constitutional change. Aung San Suu Kyi has been wary of that relationship, but despite that, no one can make excuses for her anymore. There are many areas of Myanmar where there could be some changes that could be made under the civilian administration, and they haven't. And if we consider particularly this case, it's part of a wider crackdown on press freedoms and free speech in Myanmar, which has actually increased since Aung San Suu Kyi's party, the National League for Democracy, came into power in April 2016.
There is still a strong military presence in government, however, and many rules are outdated, while some new ones mean changes are not always positive.
There are some areas where the military either has complete control or they let civilian government know that they can't touch it. And so one example of that is a clause in Myanmar's law known as 66D, which is the 2013 Telecommunications Act. And that's been used multiple occasions to attack journalists. And it's actually increased under the NLD civilian government. 60 years of military rule isn't going to go away overnight. And in thinking about the wider trends in Myanmar, I think it's really easy to get caught up in the optimism of democratic transition or so-called democratic transition. But actually, if you look at what's happening on the ground, not much has really changed. And I think that's just partly to do with the legacies of military rule.
Justine Chambers, Associate Director of the ANU Myanmar Research Centre. There is still hope, according to Zinmar Mint, but she says cases like this leave young journalists in limbo.
Journalists are kind of scared to do this kind of reporting because there's no security. They're going to be charged with who knows what. Most journalists are young and inexperienced. It is really bad for Burmese journalists, and it is really bad for the public. The people are not going to know what they need to know because journalists don't have the freedom to report.
PhD student Zinmar Mint speaking to The Wire's Alex Jacobs.